KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa News, a call about an erratic driver in Red Oak at around 8:30 p.m. Monday resulted in a traffic stop on a vehicle that was traveling well above the posted speed limit. Upon further investigation, a 16-year-old male was cited for speeding. The teen also received a juvenile referral for possession of drug paraphernalia. The boy was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and later released to the custody of his parents. The teen's name was not released. Officials of the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency report that shortly before 4 p.m. on Monday, the Red Oak Fire Department and other first responders were paged to United Farmers Cooperative in Red Oak for a man that was trapped up to his waist in grain. EMA Coordinator Brian Hammond said without the specialized equipment that had been purchased and donated by many donors, the rescue would have been challenging and difficult, to say the least. The subject was extricated and was able to walk out under his own will and was taken to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for further evaluation. Hammond added that while we all train for the worst and hope we never have to use certain equipment in our training, it's a blessing when we have a positive outcome. Officials with the Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Agency, Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Department, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency will conduct a joint preliminary damage assessment throughout Pottawatomie County today. Their focus will be to validate residential damages and impacts reported by the public and those preliminary local damage assessments made by the local damage assessment teams. Doug Reed, Director of Emergency Management for Pottawatomie County, says this assessment will be used to validate identified damages to residential properties and to make determination on our agency's request to be included in the individual assistance portion of the major disaster declaration issued by President Trump. If approved by FEMA, the addition of Pott County to the individual assistance program will allow residents throughout the county impacted by the recent flooding of March 12th and continuing to apply for potential assistance from FEMA. The program would also provide access to programs available from the Small Business Administration for residential property owners, renters, and businesses. Reed said the original declaration issued by President Trump approved the county for emergency work under the public assistance program to allow government entities and qualifying nonprofits to recover certain costs associated with the disaster. Last week, additional approvals for the county were issued for permanent work under the program that aids jurisdictions in repairing and restoring damaged infrastructure such as streets, highways, bridges, parks, water control facilities, and other damaged public property. Residents are still encouraged to report their damages on the Emergency Management Flood page that can be found under a link on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And once a determination is made on the request for inclusion in individual assistance, residents will be advised how they can apply to FEMA for assistance. Voters in the Atlantic Community School District will head to the polls today to decide the fate of a $9.5 million bond referendum from school improvements and safety upgrades. Absentee voting at the Cass County Auditor's Office will be held up until 11 a.m. today. The polls will be open from noon until 8 p.m., and as of last report, 453 absentee ballots have been cast at the Auditor's Office, and many more were expected to be cast between now and 11 a.m. today. If approved, the bond issue would provide for improvements to the Trojan Bowl, plus the district's baseball and softball complex and tennis courts. Also proposed is a renovation of a roadway for smoother access to the elementary building and connection to the high school. The bond issue requires a 60% supermajority in order to pass. If approved during the special election, the indebtedness of the district will be in excess of 1.25% of the assessed valuation of taxable property in the school district. Patrons of the Riverside School District will head to the polls today as well to cast their ballots on a renewed 10-year PEPL or physical plant and equipment levy and a board vacancy in District 5. School officials have said if approved, the PEPL tax rate will be $1.34 per $1,000 taxable property valuation in the Riverside District and will be used for critical updates such as replacing the HVAC units of the elementary and intermediate schools. Those units are currently 50 years old and well past their 30-year lifespan. That project will cost around $3.9 million altogether. The district also wants to update its bus fleet and technology. The polls will be open in Riverside from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. And patrons of the Villisca School District will cast their ballots today and decide the fate of a bond issue amounting to slightly more than $6 million. If approved, the funds will be used for upgrades of both the Anderson Elementary School and Southwest Valley Middle School, including improvements to heating and air conditioning systems, fire alarms, roof replacement, plumbing, and electrical system. The polls are open today at the Villisca Community Building from noon until 8 p.m. In our funeral announcements, Ron Allman Road, age 74, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Graveside memorial services for Ron Almonroad will be held today at 10 o'clock at St. John's UCC Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jacob Hastert, age 88, of Harlan, died Friday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Jacob Hastert will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Rebecca Mack, age 65, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life visitation for Rebecca Mack will be held from 5 until 7 this evening at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Zita Bruck, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Zita Bruck will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kenneth Bartlett, age 90, of Creston and formerly of Orient, died Friday at Creston Specialty Care. Celebration of life and Masonic services for Kenneth Bartlett will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. W. Ardell Thompson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Ardell Thompson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Una May Snapp, age 101, of Oakland and formerly of Carson and Macedonia, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Una Snapp will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Macedonia Methodist Church. Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. And Alvita Allie Carolyn Gronewald, age 81, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Allie Gronewald are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.